Well, right now, I would like to talk to a man with political background. I think almost 20 years of service in the state legislature, the Senate of the state of Pennsylvania, and involved as the president of the American Pastors Network, and has a national radio broadcast on over 400 different stations, Stand in the Gap Radio. I'm talking about Sam Rohr. He's a partner in ministry with us here at Prophecy Today. I have the privilege every other week to go on the air with the guys and give my prophetic perspective to all that's happening in the world. Sam, thank you so very much. Exciting times we're living in.
Oh, boy, Brother Jimmy, these are the most exciting times that I know, no matter where you look. If you look through the prism of biblical truth, these are perhaps the most exciting days to be alive.
You know, a political phenomenon has taken place in less than 2 years, and the American public were able to stand on the sidelines and witness this whole thing. A TV star becoming now the most powerful man in the world when he is inaugurated as President of the United States.
Well, it's exactly correct, and it is a phenomenon. And I have said, and I believe as you probably do as well, that what God has done is that God has put a man into office by his doing. No man can take credit for it. We do not yet know what all will transpire, but it is very clear under any observation that already the implications of a new way of doing things in Washington is already underway. There are attitudinal changes across the country, not just in the economic scene, but those who have been historic friends of the United States are changing their attitude towards these United States, and I'm very glad to see that this president is standing firmly by the side of Benjamin Netanyahu and the nation of Israel, because I think that God's blessings are intricately linked.
Sam, you have a long experience of political activities. You know how to campaign. You know how to win and take office. How in the world did this happen? Can you explain this political phenomenon this last couple of years?
I cannot explain it politically. I can only explain it divinely, and that it was, I believe that as we know from Scripture, that God raises up and God puts down. I believe that God raised up this individual, and my prayer, and my prayer for people across the country who know the Lord, is do pray for this man and his cabinet. You know, Jimmy, I do not know of a president, including Ronald Reagan, who has appointed to cabinet-level positions as many professing believers who clearly hold to a biblical worldview than this man. I think it's one of those things that we are watching where God did what only God can do so that no man can stand up and take credit for it, but you cannot explain it politically.
You know, he took on a whole host of political professionals. I'm talking about during the primaries, and Donald Trump became the candidate to be president of the United States. And then he took on a whole family, a political family that has been working for both her husband and for the Mrs. herself to be president of the United States. And Donald Trump won out over Hillary Clinton against all odds. Now, you were just mentioning the cabinet. Talk to me, first of all, about the people around him, and then let's talk about the cabinet. Just give us some more insight into these people that will help direct the presidency of the United States.
Well, I think many people do know that early on in the campaign, this now president-elect Trump asked to come around him a group of faith advisors. That group of faith advisors, I know many of these people. They are good men and women of God, and they have provided input, some on a daily level, to the president by his request. That has been happening all along, and some of these same individuals have been a part of the transition team, clearly working with Vice President Mike Pence, who is a man of God. He does know the Lord. He's very clear on that. Working with him, and I believe we are seeing the manifestation of that input and counsel.
Would you agree that the cabinet is of the same stature that you have just been explaining?
Well, many of them are. I don't know all of the individuals, but there are many of the individuals, starting with the Attorney General, Senator Jeff Sessions, and many moving down through along the line, who are individuals who have had a longstanding profession of faith. They have not come recently to the fight for freedom and defense of truth, but they have been in it for some time. This is having a real impact on Washington. Those who have been given to bribery and corruption, those who have been owned by special interests, those who have sought to undermine the Constitution, the rule of law, and circumvent God's moral law in the congressional or judicial process, these people are sitting back right now as if they have been hit in the face, and they're going through a time of real evaluation. So that's why I say people need to pray, because spiritual wickedness, which we know is in high places, it is in Washington, D.C., but there are good people that God has put there like salt, and it is irritating the wounds of the decay. And for that, I say, praise the Lord.
Yeah, amen and hallelujah. Well, Sam, you know, the candidate, Donald Trump, made a lot of promises. I want to give you a list of them and a quick answer, if you will. Tell me what you think will happen. What about the wall at Mexico and the southern border of the United States?
It will happen, as he said just the other day. It's going to happen soon, and I think it may be something that may be included in some comments made on on Inauguration Day.
What about the embassy move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? The Palestinians say if that does happen, blood will flow in the streets. Will the president do what he said he would do and put the embassy there in Jerusalem?
I believe that he will, and that he, in fact, will follow through on that promise despite the threats from the Palestinians and the Islamic world, because I believe he is firmly convinced that Israel is surrounded by God's hand. And as he said, do I want to pick a fight with God?
We know that Donald Trump is an experienced negotiator. He said one of the greatest deals he would like to negotiate is the peace agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Will he follow through on that promise?
Well, he's not going to create a two-state solution, because that's where he said God does not want a two-state solution. He said, I don't want to pick a fight with God. So I do not think he's going to do that, but I do believe that he is going to work for a peace effort. How that's going to work out, I cannot prophesy that today.
Yeah, you're not a prophet nor the son of a prophet. I read that in my quiet time when I was reading Amos this morning. Talk to me about the Iranian deal. He wants to shut it down, destroy. Can he do that? What'll happen?
He can undo a lot of the arrangement with the Iranian deal, and certainly, and I believe as he is really appearing to become perhaps the world leader for nationalism and for a return to national statehood and sovereignty, he is as putting America first. I do not believe he will be bullied by the Iranian government, and he's going to put his foot down. We can expect to see some action there.
Let me ask you one final question. How do we as Christians keep Donald Trump's feet to the fire, make sure he follows through and does lead this nation the way we would love to see him do it, through biblical principle, basically?
I think that the most effective way that we can is to be more fervent in prayer for what he has already put in place and for the people who are put in place, that they follow through on what they have said against all odds. They are facing tremendous odds, and I believe, in simple terms, we as God's people need to be as fervent or more so in prayer and fasting now going into 2017, even more than we were going into the election of 2016.
And indeed, that is the biblical exhortation for those of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Sam Rohr, he's the president of the American Pastors Network, and he is the host of Stand in the Gap Radio, a radio broadcast heard across the nation on a number of radio stations. Sam, great insight into how this man came to power, what he's going to do in the future as he is inaugurated as President of the United States. And we together will be praying for him, but also in addition, watching what he does to make sure he stays true to what he said he would do. Thank you so much, Sam. God bless, buddy.
Thanks so much.